mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trump is moving and moving in a big way against the deep state. On Friday in a press conference, he said there should be criminal investigation of Obama and Hillary for their deep state activities trying to overthrow his election. That's called attempted overthrow of the government. It's called high treason. Then Congressman John Ratcliffe did the rounds in the last 2 days on Fox News, you name it, saying there's going to be criminal charges coming for a lot of high-level people. That's a big deal. But how big was it then when Trump, 15 minutes ago, tweeted this out? I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to the Director of National Intelligence, a former U.S. attorney. John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats, the current director, will be stepping down. Now, the word is Coats helped with the whole ongoing cover-up but lied to Trump's face. It was General Rogers, former head of the NSA, that first warned Trump when he was president-elect. This is beyond bombshell information. And I was already up here 3 hours ago. I don't normally get up here 3 hours for the show. I get ready at home. I was up here 3 hours ago with a whole stack on the fact that Trump is pushing for criminal indictments. Does it mean it's going to happen? Probably. But it means that things are going to heat up big time. Everybody better be frosty and have their fingers crossed and be getting down on their knees to little baby Jesus, because this is a very serious time to be alive. I don't have to tell you that. And we've got clips of what the president's been saying about this and more. He hinted at it, more than hinted. He said there should be basically criminal investigation into Obama and Hillary in a press conference Friday. Here's part of that.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace, so destructive to our country. And I think that's why we're going to take back the House. That's why we're easily going to hold the presidency, and we're going to continue to hold the Senate. And, you know, people don't say, but we picked up 2 seats in the Senate. We went from 51 to 53 in the 18 election. Nobody says it. They talk about the House. And I didn't get to campaign very much for the House. I couldn't, because we were campaigning for the Senate. We almost picked up 5 seats. You know that very well. So it's a disgrace that they're doing it. They're doing it for political reasons. And most of them, many of them, are admitting that. It's politics. And frankly, it's a very sad thing for our country. Yes.
Trump has been surrounded. Trump has been demonized. He's been lied about. He's been obstructed. But he's really getting his heels in now. He's really, his tires are not spinning anymore. They're catching onto the ground here. He's getting real friction and moving forward. The problem is the internet and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube are conservatively, when it comes to politics, hundreds of times bigger than all cable news combined. I mean, routinely, before they banned us, shadow banned us 3 years ago, then totally banned us last year, we had videos with 50 million, 40 million views every week. Average video, million views. It's insane. And everybody else had that. It's all gone. More than 200,000. Well, it's worse than that. Did I say 200,000? More than 200 million people on Facebook and Instagram got banned today that follow Trump. He'll never even know about it. It's all coming up.
Crash. crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, history is happening right now. There have been a series of events that have taken place in the last 3 days that are beyond historic. They are bombshells. John Ratcliffe, the congressman from Texas, has been nominated to head up all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies. Coates, who Trump has learned has been working against the restoration of the Republic, a lot of evidence shows, is being removed. And why that is so important is he'll be able to now get into all the files and data on how Trump was illegally spied on. We've already reverse engineered it. It's already come out in federal court. But now all of the crimes of Obama and Hillary illegally spying on candidate Trump, spying on him when he was president-elect, then president, then lying to Congress, it's all coming out. This is huge. And the system is completely freaking out. They are running around like chickens with their heads cut off, just chirping and squeaking and squawking that Trump's a Nazi, all the rest of this, trying to create race riots or something. None of it's working. Numbers show that record numbers of black Americans and Hispanic Americans are supporting Trump. A lot of incredible things are happening. I'm going to run through this segment, the good news. The bad news is Trump has real blind spots. And I was told this by people that know the president well 3 years ago. And I've seen it in his speeches and the speech he gave a few weeks ago at the censorship summit on social media at the White House. And I've seen further statements from him. And, you know, I get, Mr. President, you're 73 and everything, and you don't know how the internet really works, but I'm going to explain something. In the last 3 days, more accounts have been lost on Facebook and Twitter of your bona fide supporters than you have on both of your Twitters, your Instagram, and everything else. 200 million followers on major accounts. Two of the accounts had 70 million together, 74 million together. One had 40-something million, one 30 million. The sites were getting hundreds of millions of views of your damn videos. You don't think they put you unfiltered on CNN, MSNBC, ABC News, where they only have a million viewers maybe? These little meme channels were bigger than Fox News. But all the little fancy outfits and all the suits and all the consultants and that incestuous douchebag that is the Republican establishment. Excuse my French here. They don't want to compete with the internet. We don't even want the campaign money. We don't even, I never got a dime of it. We just don't want to live in a communist country. And I was bigger than Fox News 3 years ago when they shadow banned me. Matt Drudge is still bigger than Fox News because he has his own site that everybody has to go to, which is good. He came here 3 years ago to warn me to emergency get everybody off those sites before I got banned because he talked to a Supreme Court justice that told him it was coming, and they've almost passed a bill in the House of Representatives right now, bipartisan, to give people $30,000 fines for memes. I'm not joking. Go straight to jail. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where this country has gone. $15,000 to $30,000 fines. That's the same thing they passed in Europe last year. My listeners thought I was making it up and didn't think it was real. It's the law in Europe. So let's stop right there. I know for Trump, watching Fox News and reading the New York Times and having people show him clips of my show and you know, things like that is how he gets the news. And specifically, if I scream at the president, somehow that gets to him. But the point is that almost everyone else under the age of about 40 communicates over Instagram more than Facebook. And the heads of Instagram resigned last year when they said Zuckerberg's going to censor everybody and going to kill the platform. So I'm going to explain this again. Over 200 million followers, I added it up. When it got reported on Friday at RT, it was over 120 million. Two of the accounts alone, 74 million. That's bigger than your Twitter. Bigger than your Instagram combined, Mr. President. Just two of them are bigger than everybody you're able to reach. And guess what? Little secret was, almost everybody was getting what they got on Instagram. Because Instagram wanted to be big before Facebook bought it a few years ago. And now Facebook is running it into the ground because Facebook buys up everything to kill competition. It's a giant, stinking cartel. So in the second hour, I'm going to stop getting into this now and get into the good news. In the second hour, I'm going to lay all the numbers out. I'm going to lay all the facts out. And I'm going to go over every bit of it. But I see Trump at his White House event going, well, you know, it was rigged in 2016 with a lot of dead people voting, a lot of illegals and a lot of censorship, but I still beat it. I'll just campaign harder. It's your followers there at those campaign events with 50,000 people all streaming it everywhere and putting out videos that get 100 million views, Trump. You've already got the 50,000 people at your rally. You want to use them as a giant media army to jack into everything which you had. Hillary was arrogant back then. They're not arrogant now. The censorship, Mr. President, that we're seeing right now is, I don't know, 50,000 times worse than we saw before. Total shadow banning, down to nothing, where you have a Twitter or Facebook account, but no one can see it. Or they go past that with total bans of my name and InfoWars. And now they're saying the word Christian. YouTube's officially sent letters out. We have the letters and videos saying you can have Muslim outreach, but churches can no longer advertise because Christian, what's the word they use? Christian does not follow the terms of service. Unacceptable content, keyword Christian. We have the official video. Oh, how liberal. Well, they're a private company. They can do what they want. Oh, yeah, that has 90% of the search controls in the world and that is openly saying their top executive over, quote, all new projects. That means she certifies that everything's politically correct and evil. She certifies that instead of don't be evil, that it is evil. And she says on the Veritas video, we're going to make sure he never gets reelected. They're sitting there literally pissing in your face, crapping on us, and we're taking this illegal, un-American cartel crap that China blushes at. Unbelievable. So, Trump is either an idiot, and he's so arrogant, he believes he's Superman, and he's doing this all by himself. Hey, Trump, locked up in a jail cell, how are you going to convince people what you're doing is right? I love you, Trump, but it'd be like watching my father slit his own throat. I'm going to stop him. Or watching somebody you love snorting cocaine or something. Listen to me. I watch all your speeches. You're like, well, they are censoring. We're going to have to work harder. Work harder. They've sued me over 30 times. They've tried to kill my ass, basically. They're trying to take me off the air. They're taking all your allies off air. They're trying to get Tucker off the air. How much more of this crap are you going to take from these damn bullies who say you're building concentration camps and you're a Nazi? So I'm done talking about this. Next hour, though, I'm tearing into POTUS. Because let me tell you, if he goes down, I'm going to have to leave the country because they are coming after me. They're coming after you. I mean, these globalists are crooks. And I've been watching Trump closely, and I've been talking to his advisors. And finally, some of my people have gotten meetings with his head campaign guy in Florida, and they're finally getting it some, but not quick enough. We need dramatic action. You've had top computer scientists in front of Congress tell you Google's bragging they're going to steal the election. They can hit one button and do it. So when we come back, that tweet from November 28th of last year, now that no Russia collusion is a proven lie, when do the trials for treason begin? I'll tell you this, too. We're on hundreds of radio stations. Please tell everybody about those great affiliates. And we're on hundreds of TV stations and cable systems. Please, however you're watching, tell folks, hey, the Forbidden Show is on right now. Here it is. And share us via your email and via your text message. They still can't fully censor that, though Facebook owns WhatsApp. And it's censoring people promoting Trump there and InfoWars as well. So they're watching everything you do. Big brothers. Oh, by the way, London Guardian reported that all the different devices you bring into your house that supposedly are your personal assistants, they're all watching and listening to you have sex and reporting it back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Coming up next segment, every major Democrat out there, from AOC to Joe Biden, has said, let's get physical, let's have a physical war. Coming up next segment, MSNBC tells Democrats, we are at war with unindicted criminal Trump. Just a few days before that, that was Friday. A few days before that, MSNBC said, crush, destroy their supporters. Go out and find them. Wow, what a group of criminals. And there's so much more to get to. But remember Barack Obama? He got $65 million for a book that didn't even sell a couple million dollars. And there's no discussion of that payoff. And the president wants it looked into. But what about all the illegal spying on the president? What about all that? What about the lying to Congress? What about the sellout to China and the sellout to Russia with Uranium One? What about Hillary Serber? What about Obama working with communists and Islamics in Kenya to overthrow his country, where he's from, where his dad's from? I mean, there's so many crimes, funding ISIS, funding Al-Qaeda, that'll make your head spin. And they sit there and, like, go through all of Trump's hundreds of lawyers and hundreds of properties and find somebody who didn't pay for their taxis for a decade that owed $5 million, and then that's Trump's fault, no connection to it. And they still can't find any dirt on Trump. But Trump has this corrupt Justice Department that won't go after the Clintons and the Obamas because they all know where the bodies are buried. Well, Trump's finally getting people in that are going to take action. And John Ratcliffe says Attorney General William Barr will deliver justice to any Obama officials who committed crimes. And they go on to say they have all the evidence. They have all the documents. They have all of the admissions. And, oh, guess what? That came out a day ago. Now today, that was on July 27th, on Saturday, he said that. Now on July 28th, Trump says about an hour ago, I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to be the director of the National Intelligence. This is for all 17 agencies and below. A former U.S. attorney, John will lead and inspire greatness for the country he loves. Dan Coats is thrown out on his butt. The president said Dan Coats, the current director, will be leaving office on July 15th. I would like to thank Dan for his great service for our country. The acting director will be named shortly. So Trump's got a prosecutor from the Justice Department who also knows Congress about to go in there and run the operation out of all 17 agencies getting a white glove inspection and then all that being passed on to the Justice Department to dig out the traitors inside the Justice Department that are working for the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and others. The EU, the big central banks, all the robber barons. There'll probably be a few Ruskies in there, too. I've just studied the whole thing. There are some Ruski spies. We've got spies over there, but they do exist. Most of them buy off Democrats, because everybody knows blue cities, blue states are sellouts. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Trump is about to do a major proctology exam on these individuals, and they are going to be fighting back. I said that on Friday when I called into my own show with Owen Schroeder, doing a great job co-hosting, and I say it again today, and this is what President Trump said on Friday. But before we go to that, I want to play what the new nominated head of all of the oversight group that oversees all 17 agencies, the Director of National Intelligence, that has all the oversight power by Congress invested in him, a congressman. Now, to be the head of that and a former prosecutor, that's got to scare the hell out of the establishment. So here's John Ratcliffe just yesterday telling you what's coming next.
So, I mean, the fact that you did have others writing the report and now we see that, Do you think people understand that? Andrew Weissman was what, a Hillary Clinton donor? He was at her election party, right?
It's not just Andrew Weissman. Aaron Zebley represented Hillary Clinton's aide that set up the unsecure server and smashed her BlackBerries with a hammer. There were all sorts of folks, again, that were close to the Clinton Foundation. And, you know, so the bias that was involved there, I think, are fair things to talk about. And I think that's why that, in light of the disastrous testimony from Robert Mueller, you know, the Democrats paid a heavy price for bringing a reluctant witness to testify. They overplayed their hand, and they did it in front of the American people on a national television audience. And it was just a train wreck of a week for the Democrats, and it was a great week for Donald Trump because of that. But to your point, Maria, now the things that Bob Mueller said he didn't know about and his team clearly didn't look at, those are things that would be fair for Bill Barr and the Department of Justice to look at. Because we know that things happened in the Obama administration that haven't been answered. There's been no accountability for that yet.
That's what I want to talk about.
And here's why things are different now. Trump already knows all this stuff. He knew that when Admiral Rogers, head of the NSA, came and told him 3 years ago when he was president-elect. But Trump has to go through the process, and he doesn't violate national security rules, even though he's the president, and is allowed to change them when he wants to. In the executive, that's a very powerful position. But the president is an elected dictator to a certain extent over the executive, unless Congress removes him. But he reportedly works for us to execute. And if he wants to start executing, boy, it'll look really bad for the establishment, because they all committed giant crimes, believing he'd never get in office. Then once he got in office, they believed, oh, my God, he's got to have some dirt on him. Let's find it and set him up, while our Justice Department, that we'll keep in charge, sends him down the river. But he wasn't corrupt. And now your people are getting taken out of power. And every day that clicks by, you get in a worse position. Here's part of what the president again said on Friday at a press conference about it.
We want to find out what happened with the last Democrat president. Let's look into Obama the way they've looked at me from day one. They've looked into everything that we've done. They could look into the book deal that President Obama made. Let's subpoena all of his records. Let's subpoena all of the records having to do with Hillary Clinton and all of the nonsense that went on with Clinton and her foundation and everything else. We could do that all day long. Frankly, the Republicans were gentlemen and women. When we had the majority in the House, they didn't do subpoenas all day long. They didn't do what these people have done. What they're doing is a disgrace, so destructive to our country. And I think that's why we're going to take back the House. That's why we're easily going to hold the presidency.
That's good. Except next hour, Mr. President, I'm going to lay out the computer scientists, the head people from DARPA that have been exposing it, the whistleblowers. No, you're not. Because they can clearly get 10, 20 million people to vote and keep others from voting with their algorithms and systems, and they're going to do it. They were so arrogant in 2016, they only implemented part of it. Now they are. We come back. Democrats calling for violence, calling for all-out war, calling for their new world order. It's all coming up. Huge events happening every day. We have entered the fulcrum.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, this is the Second American Revolution, 1776, worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to get into the latest Chi-Com funded, and that's literally who funds it. I'm going to explain all that next segment. Race war garbage with Elijah Cummings, who runs the district that's in the poorest part of Baltimore, Maryland, where they literally treat the people worse than animals. And then Elijah Cummings will play a video of him breaking down and crying and yelling and screaming at the head of the Border Patrol, the head of ICE, saying you're abusing, you have children crapping in their diapers. Well, that's what kids do, is they crap in their diapers. You change them, you dumb bastard. Excuse me, Lord. Nothing wrong with bastards. I don't want to compare them to Elijah Cummings. They're now saying that Trump is saying that black people are rats. No, Trump was clear as a clear blue sky. He said, stop saying the Border Patrol's doing a terrible job. Clean up your own fetid blue city. We know blue cities by the piles of feces, the homeless, and the rats, and the plague, and the typhus, and the gang banging, and the shooting, and the killing. Well, they've all, even a CNN host, that's coming up next segment, cries when they talk about it, and how mean everybody's been to Elijah Cummings, saying that black people are rats. Is there no end to how deceptive the Democrats are? We're killing people on the southern border. We're making them drink out of toilets. None of it's true. They're coming and abusing the asylum system. And there's a new video we'll play next segment of the Border Patrol at a checkpoint that is a approved asylum point. I mean, they were about a third of a mile away from the approved point, but like the head of the former head of the Border Patrol said, you come turn yourself in for asylum at an approved point, you get taken into custody and checked, and then it gets reviewed. And most people get to stay here. We're the most wide-open country in the world for that. That turns into killing people. The Border Patrol giving them food, patting kids on the head, loading them on the trucks. They came to us. But now the right wing's all mad going, oh, my God, you're supposed to, you know, throw them back over the fence. It's the law. We have to change the law. But that video is coming up next segment as well of the people show up at the right general sector. You know, there's approved points of entry. And they just let them in because they're in 120-degree temperatures and there's little kids with them. And that's the policy and the law, and they let them in. Now, here's footage shot months ago of what people at night pouring across, most of them men, guns, you name it. It's just insane. So that's all coming up. The Elijah Cummings freaking out. The Border Patrol footage where the people show up in the general right area and they just let them in and pat them on the head. And then the claims that Trump is saying black people are rats. And that'll be a new thing.
He doesn't just say that Mexicans are all criminals. He says black people are rats and roaches.
Flashback, Bernie Sanders compares Baltimore to third world country.
The rats, the garbage, the collapsing homes, the burning cars.
But when Trump says it, yeah, there's the video I want to play right there. That guy crying. I mean, this is all insane. But let me get to this right now. This story is up on Infowars.com. It needs to be shared. MSNBC tells Democrats, we are at war with unindicted criminal Trump. And they say it's time to stop playing by the rules. Whatever we have to do, we're not going to necessarily play fair. As if the Democrats that founded the KKK ever played fair. They say that the American flag, our first flag, made by Betsy Ross, who was like one of the head abolitionists in the country at the time, you know, the ones that ended slavery worldwide. England was the first to do it, came out of England, abolitionism spread here. They call that a slave flag. Again, it's upside down world, ladies and gentlemen. And so that's how they operate. So let's go ahead and play this incredible clip of where they say, we're going to start cheating. Oh, like you started breathing? And I love Donnie Deutsch or whatever his stupid name is. I mean, what a punk, man. Trump will never be elected. Trump will be out in 6 months. All of it. And these people, by the way, have almost no ratings. Their average show has 200,000 viewers. Before they shadow banned me on Facebook and Twitter, my average live video had 2 million views. Hillary lost, they shadow banned me. Average video had 100,000 views. Then they totally banned me. Because you can't compete, you schmucks. No one wants to watch you, Donnie douche. No one wants to hear you. Everyone hates you except the few mental patients that watch your show or people tuning in to get the talking points to go out and lie. So here he is.
And what you said in a couple of minutes yesterday to me is the most important thing that's ever been said on this show.
And he's on with Psycho Joe.
And that we are at war. It is time for the Democrats to wake up. We are playing against cheaters and liars are stealers. And with all due respect,
hit the pause, back it up 10 seconds. You've been at war with this country. You're the globalist. You're on the Chi-Com payroll. Hollywood's owned by the Chi-Coms. MSNBC's parent company has billions of Chinese money coming in. The new Tom Cruise movie coming out, covered up Japanese and Taiwanese flags in it, Top Gun 2. You're a foreign enemy. You are the enemy, boy. And you're just,
it's time for us to say we're at war with Trump.
You mean America, you scumbag. Here he is.
To wake up. We are playing against cheaters and liars or stealers. And with all due respect to Michelle Obama, when they go high, when they go low, we got to do whatever we have to do. We actually have a government led by Moscovich and criminal Trump. Oh, by the way, we're going to call him unindicted criminal Trump now because in two instances, he has been an unindicted criminal. So I know in regular, when you're playing fair, you're supposed to call him President Trump. Just like we're going to call him Moscovich, we're going to call him criminal Trump. And another message for the Democrats, it is time to move forward. There are two takeaways from Mueller that we're going to use as we go to war. Number one, the president broke the law. And when he's out of office, he can go and will go to jail. And number two, we are vulnerable with our election systems. That's our two things. We may not have won the battle of impeachment, but we're going to win the war of putting him in jail, whatever we have to do. And we're not going to necessarily play fair. And for all the intellectuals out there whose hair is going to go on fire, but we're becoming like them, we're becoming like them. We cannot lose the next election. We will go back 50 years.
But that's the problem, is that they've been cheating all along. And now Google and all of them are 200 million accounts on Facebook and Instagram that supported the president, all annihilated. 200 million. I went and counted them up. It was reported on Friday. It was like 120 million. It's 200 million today. As of 3 hours ago, I spent 30 minutes going through and checking all these accounts and looking and adding the numbers up on a calculator, on a big old fat business calculator. And I've shot an emergency report to the president. 200 million followers that followed his pro accounts on Twitter, on Facebook and on Instagram, gone. But listen, all of you watching on local TV stations, all of you listening on the internet, all of you at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, you can overpower them today. Pick up the phone, call 10 people and say they're censoring nationalists and conservatives. They're pulling down American flags. They're saying we shouldn't have American flags on campuses. Major universities are saying don't say America or American. It's the new N-word. And they're saying we can't have Alex Jones. He's at Infowars.com/show. He's at NewsWars.com. You're not going to stop the American people or anybody around the world from what they want to listen and what they want to hear, because we built our own TV network. We have our satellite feeds. We have our crew. And we're standing strong against this when everybody else is going to be off the air before the election unless Trump does something. My God, they're calling for violent war. They're saying shut everyone up and we put up with these thugs, these gangsters. I got to move fast in this segment because we're so jam-packed. I'm Alex Jones. We're live. It's Sunday, July 28, 2019. Hour number one's almost done. But this is the most important segment of the hour. Elijah Cummings is an authoritarian bully, a monster, as Trump has said. He's a mob boss that runs Baltimore, Maryland as a king for decades. It's well known. Trump's right about that. When he calls Psycho Joe Scarborough a psycho, it's because a dead intern was found with the brains bashed out in his office. When he calls Sleepy Joe sleepy, it's because he's always falling asleep. When he calls Hillary crooked, it's because she's crooked. Low energy Jeb, he's got low energy. Now, there have been, in the last 3 years since Trump got in, hundreds of videos shot inside by AP, Reuters, you name it, of how nice these facilities are. Sand volleyball courts. We didn't have that when I was in high school. Soccer courts, Xbox, three meals a day, all the snacks you can eat. You can watch the reports that AP reports ICE detention centers more like summer camp than concentration camps. Here's CNS News, exclusive video. Tour of ICE detention facility, Xbox, soccer, free phone calls, and lawyers. That's because Elijah Cummings keeps saying that they're torturing kids, that kids are dying, that they're crapping in their diapers, which is what kids do, when it's totally overwhelmed, so they put the men in the outside tents and the unaccompanied women and children in really nice facilities that are bankrupting our country. And people are pouring in, wanting asylum, trying to get in. And we've got to vet them and see who they are. Ellis Island used to keep you 6 months. We keep you 2 weeks. We have the most open catch and release the world's ever seen. Trump wants that law changed to stop this flood. But they turn it into concentration camps, drinking out of toilets, people dying. Here's Elijah Cummings flipping out at one of the heads of ICE. And then that's what Trump responded to, just saying, man, take care of Baltimore, dude. It's literally, Orkin says it's what the number two most rat-infested city in the country. And just boarded up, abandoned buildings everywhere. It's as bad as Detroit in many areas. Oh, but instead of taking responsibility for another blue city being a cesspit, oh, you mean black people are rats. And that's the CNN clips. There's so many clips I can't get to them all. CNN reporters crying. I mean, this is just insane. But let's go to Elijah Cummings flipping out. Here it is.
American.
When we hear about stories coming out from you and your agency that everything is pretty good and you're doing a great job, I guess you feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very challenging.
What does that mean? What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower? Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings. It's not the deed that you do to a child. It's the memory. It's the memory.
Spoken like an expert.
We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world. We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people. Make sure that they have diapers. Make sure that they have toothbrushes.
God, this guy's
make sure that they're not laying around defecating in some silver paper.
Some silver paper. And they use the few cage photos from Obama's era. Other countries, they put you in a cage or they shoot your ass trying to come in. Here we kiss your ass, and this bitching, whining phony, this poverty pimp, is worth hundreds of millions of dollars since he swindles his way into Congress. And you've got these places all falling apart, everywhere Democrats are in control. Way, 100 times worse than these ICE facilities, literally. And then they turn around and tell us we're bad. Now, here's a two-minute compilation from AP Reports and others. If you're a TV viewer, it's very powerful. It's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com, showing even AP saying these are like summer camps, British News saying these are like summer camps. And then we release 90% of the people. Other folks that are bank robbers, rapists that we've got in the system, we send their ass back, and we got to pay that money. But Cummings says we're torturing people in concentration camps. Well, here's the good news, Cummings. Nobody wants to get in your district. Nobody wants to get in a blue district. Here it is.
The United States is running concentration camps on our southern border, and that is exactly what they are.
Two pairs of bunk beds in each bedroom and the living room.
They are concentration camps.
HHS provides the teens with 6 hours daily classroom instruction, access to arts and crafts, 3 meals a day and snacks, access to call centers to reconnect with family, then legal services. And as the contractor running the holding facility describes, most importantly, they provide playtime.
Is it school's sports day? Summer camp? With freshly made beds, eat all you can buffet, and the inevitable video games.
The fact that concentration camps are now an institutionalized practice in the home of the free is extraordinarily disturbing.
Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
Some protesters replaced three flags at the front of the facility with a Mexican flag and an upside-down U.S. flag spray-painted with abolish ICE.
You are more concerned with a f***ing piece of cloth than people who are locked in cages. Children, right in front of you.
You know that flag and those troops?
There were American flags hanging all over these facilities. That children were being separated from their parents in front of an American flag.
Mr. Speaker, we do have a crisis at our border. It is one of morality. As we have seen this current strategy unfold, intentional and cruelly created by the Trump administration.
If you're not happy here, then you can leave.
White supremacists! White supremacists!
White supremacists. What you really mean is you're anti-white, you're super racist, but you want to be in a country founded by Europeans with Christian values, not where there's open sewage and death and thousands of murders per town a year. There's a lot of great people of every race, color, and creed. They want to come here to be Americans? That's great. You want to come here and say it sucks and jump around on Molly or whatever it is that lady's on? Where they took down the American flag, ran up a Mexican flag, and the city council helped do it in Colorado? In Aurora? Look at this. Now, look, the Border Patrol follows the law. They follow the current law. They're working all the time. It's a horrible job. KOLD 13 News showed what happened as asylum seekers showed up at the El Paso border sector. They came right up the open area where there's no fence to officially show up where you ask for asylum. They did what you're supposed to do. 90% get released. Most never show up to the hearing. And they were, in minutes, given water and food and medicine and checked and processed. And the right wing spun it. Look, Trump's doing nothing. It's wide open. You've seen the former head chief last week I aired when they were saying, you make kids drink out of toilets, you kill kids. And he blew up. He said, I've been there in the 18-wheelers. You open them up, there's 20, 30 dead people and kids clutching their parents' arms and the smell of those coyotes that killed them for no reason. Don't you tell me I'm killing kids, you damn liar. You show up at the checkpoint area, they bring you in. And you're not a criminal, you're in the country. And these damn liars sit up there. Here, let's roll the video that's all over the news of, oh, look, they're letting everybody in. Why do you think the other folks show up illegally into that? Because they're smuggling drugs. Because they've got kids that aren't theirs. Because they got Democrats telling them, don't come in the normal way. Come to us so you're undocumented so we can suck off of you. Go ahead and roll the audio and video.
Oh, yeah.
The media spun this. Look, they're helping them up a hill. No, that's the opening to it. That's the space. That's where people are supposed to come to it. See, that's the third of a mile from the main checkpoint. They were waving at them as they came across. They weren't running. They let them in. That's the law, not the Border Patrol. You like the TSA sticking your hands down your pants while the border's open and while we pour in Islamists? I agree. Don't blame them. Blame Congress. But then Elijah Cummings, I never even had time to get to these clips, and I said I was going to get into Trump and the censorship, but I've got to get into these clips. CNN saying that Trump's calling blacks rats when he said, you ought to take care of your people and clean all that crap up. And like Trump's really trying to actually get funding into those areas. And this evil person says it's better to have rats than be a rat. But first, I want to play in the next 5 minutes. Some stations don't carry it, that no man's land. The new nominee to head up the Office of National Intelligence that is going to go after the deep state Obama people and remove them, former Justice Department prosecutor, member of Congress, Mr. Ratcliffe. We're going to play that. Don't forget, in this little 30 seconds, without you, we won't be on air. Infowarsstore.com. Get a Betsy Ross limited edition America's Back, These Colors Don't Run t-shirt. Those are selling out. And 50% off DNA Force Plus and Brain Force Plus and Super Male Vitality. That's how you fund us. Thank you all for the support, but these are amazing products. Just like our information is game-changing, our products are incredible. InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. We'll be back with hour number two on the live Sunday broadcast.
Good morning, Director. If you'll let me quickly summarize your opening statement this morning. You said in Volume 1 on the issue of conspiracy, the special counsel determined that the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. And then in Volume 2, for reasons that you explained, the special counsel did not make a determination on whether there was an obstruction of justice crime committed by the president. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right. Now, in explaining that special counsel did not make what you called a traditional prosecution or declination decision, the report on the bottom of page 2 of volume 2 reads as follows. The evidence we obtained about the president's actions and intent presents difficult issues that prevent us from conclusively determining that no criminal conduct occurred. Accordingly, while this report does not conclude that the president committed a crime, it also does not exonerate him. Now, I read that correctly?
Yes.
All right. Now, your report, and today you said at all times the special counsel team operated under, was guided by, and followed Justice Department policies and principles. So which DOJ policy or principle sets forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined?
Can you repeat the last part of that question?
Yeah. Which DOJ policy or principle set forth a legal standard that an investigated person is not exonerated if their innocence from criminal conduct is not conclusively determined? Where does that language come from, Director? Where is the DOJ policy that says that? Can you let me make it easier? Can you give me an example other than Donald Trump where the Justice Department determined that an investigated person was not exonerated because their innocence was not conclusively determined?
I cannot, but this is a unique situation.
Okay, well, you can't. Time is short. I've got 5 minutes. Let's just leave it at you can't find it because I'll tell you why. It doesn't exist. The special counsel's job, nowhere does it say that you were to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or that the special counsel report should determine whether or not to exonerate him. It's not in any of the documents. It's not in your appointment order. It's not in the special counsel regulations. It's not in the OLC opinions. It's not in the justice manual. And it's not in the principles of federal prosecution. Nowhere do those words appear together because respectfully, Director, it was not the special counsel's job to conclusively determine Donald Trump's innocence or to exonerate him. Because the bedrock principle of our justice system is a presumption of innocence. It exists for everyone. Everyone is entitled to it, including sitting presidents. And because there is a presumption of innocence, prosecutors never, ever need to conclusively determine it. Now, Director, the special counsel applied this inverted burden of proof that I can't find and you said doesn't exist anywhere in the department policies, and you used it to write a report. And the very first line of your report, says, and you, as you read this morning, it authorizes the special counsel to provide the attorney general with a confidential report explaining the prosecution or declination decisions reached by the special counsel. That's the very first word of your report, right?
That's correct.
Here's the problem, Director. The special counsel didn't do that. On volume one, you did. On volume two, with respect to potential obstruction of justice, the special counsel made neither a prosecution decision or a declination decision. You made no decision. You told us this morning and in your report that you made no determination. So respectfully, Director, you didn't follow the special counsel regulations. It clearly says write a confidential report about decisions reached. Nowhere in here does it say write a report about decisions that weren't reached. You wrote 180 pages about decisions that weren't reached, about potential crimes that weren't charged or decided. And respectfully, by doing that, you managed to violate every principle and the most sacred of traditions about prosecutors not offering extra prosecutorial analysis about potential crimes that aren't charged. So Americans need to know this as they listen to the Democrats and socialists on the other side of the aisle as they do dramatic readings from
this report. All right, folks, we're going to go to break and come back with the real clown world and so much more.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, a lot of foreign powers, a lot of special interests have used our open society. That's why George Soros calls his criminal enterprise the Open Society Foundation. To come in and wage war against the nation, to teach us to hate ourselves, to lie about our institutions, to undermine them and collapse them, not to make them better. I've criticized institutions. I've criticized bad cops. I've criticized bad politicians. I've gone after people trying to get rid of the Second Amendment or the right to the First Amendment. But that's not our government. It's the globalists that hate our form of government. They're the anti-government individuals because they want to overthrow our form that's been proven to be the best form and replace it with the lying mob rule we see today. Without even looking, I've got stacks of articles here where in California and Illinois and Maryland and everywhere the Democrats are in control, people are losing their student loan financial aid because the unions and the lawyers are stealing all of it, just like Detroit fell, the most prosperous area of our country, now the poorest. 80,000 California students lose financial aid thanks to teachers' union. I don't need that clip anymore, guys. I don't need that clip anymore. Can we just have a document cam shot? Thanks. So again, 80,000 California students lose financial aid thanks to teachers' union state government. Think about that. And that's just one in my stack today. What you get under their control is collapse of civilization. And then you get Cummings, Elijah Cummings, always up there saying everybody's in the KKK, always saying white people are the devil, just like AOC, just spewing the most racist crap that almost no one's buying and saying people are drinking out of toilets, they're killing kids, they're living in cages, something Obama had people doing. None of it's true. But the whole corporate media will still line up behind it. And the new thing is Trump was calling everyone in Baltimore rats. The black people. Because they're all out complaining, saying, there's all these videos saying, we see everybody getting all this free stuff and all this help from other countries. How about here, where they just let people dump junk in the street and they just let people shoot whoever they want? And Elijah Cummings doesn't give a damn. What does Cummings do when his black constituents are saying that? He just goes, well, it's better to have rats than to be a rat like Donald Trump. But that doesn't stop CNN anchor Victor Blackwell chokes up on air after Trump rips infested Baltimore. And then you read, before I get to this clip, let me show you some of these headlines. Trump tells black lawmaker to clean up disgusting rat and rodent infested district. You know, like Skid Row in L.A. or what's happening in San Francisco, where most of the people in San Francisco aren't black that are homeless. Or in Portland, they're not black. It's a bunch of white people on heroin and running around robbing and killing. The point is this is going on in every Democrat area. This wasn't about black people other than trying to clean this area up and get jobs and businesses back in that Trump's been trying to do. And that's a fact. But Elijah Cummings doesn't want his people to get up off their knees in front of him. He wants them to stay on their knees. Outrage as Trump brands mostly black Baltimore as infested mess. Notice how they did the quote in Yahoo. He said, a rat-infested mess that you need to clean up for your people, was the quote. That turns into infested mess. Elijah Cummings thinks the corporate media still has total power. He still thinks he can put out a big fat lie, and people are going to believe it. Here's another one, AP. Trump attacks minority black district represented by critic. Oh. When Trump tried to get industry and jobs and to make sure that the welfare actually goes to the people and stolen by the mob boss Cummings. Cummings is under criminal investigation. You should know that. Trying to help people now turns into attacking black people. Hey, how about you take care of your people and clean it up and get some jobs in there? And all the rats and mattresses and garbage. And that turns into, by the alchemy of the AP, Trump attacks majority black district represented by critic. Trump slams Cummings, brutal bully. Who's Baltimore district far worse than southern border? That's what Trump was saying. Trump was saying, you're saying that we're running Nazi death camps. You're saying we're killing people. You're saying we make them drink out of toilets. None of that's true. Why don't you clean up your place that actually is a hellhole? You say the Border Patrol is responsible for all these crimes that aren't true. When if you're their representative and it's way worse than the border, what do you say about yourself, you hypocrite? Cummings, did you hear he called black people rats? And CNN goes, yeah, Trump called blacks rats. Are you insulted whether you're white or black or whatever the hell color you are that they lie to us like this? that this is what they do? And aren't you sick of it? But it gets worse. CNN anchor Victor Blackwell chokes up on air after Trump rips infested Baltimore. Yeah, I call black people right. Cummings is like, the Border Patrol's horrible, the children are in hell on earth. And Trump's like, well, your own district's falling apart full of rats and garbage and drugs and death. Oh, you called me a rat. And the whole corporate media lines up to lie about it. But like Donnie Deutsch said on MSNBC, it's time to start fighting dirty. Truth is, you guys are hated because you fight dirty, and everybody's finally aware of it. Here's the crying CNN reporter.
There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Infested, he says. The president says about Congressman Cummings' district.
This is the worst acting I've ever seen. Hold on a second.
That no human would want to live there. You know who did, Mr. President? I did. From the day I was brought home from the hospital.
Hit pause and back it up. I'm going to start from the beginning. This is mind control, folks. Trump's trying to say, clean it up, help people. No human should have to live there. It's not good conditions. The same stuff Cummings says about the Border Patrol that isn't true. You're treating these kids like animals. No human should put up with this. And Trump's like, no human should put up with what you're doing to your own people. And what you allow, the city doesn't even spend the money they steal to clean up garbage in the street. And the police won't do their job because they're leftist. And they're so afraid they'll get fired, so they let gangbangers kill people and attack the police. And then you cry about how Trump's trying to hurt you. Because you prey on those people. Anchor Victor Blackwell, here it is.
There's a revolution going on in California. So many sanctuary areas want out of this ridiculous crime-infested and breeding concept. Infested, he says. The president says about Congressman Cummings' district.
It is infested by leftists, too. By Antifa. By drugs.
That no human.
No human.
Would want to live there. You know who did, Mr. President? I did. From the day I was brought home from the hospital to the day I left for college.
Poor baby.
A lot of people I care about still do. There are challenges, no doubt.
Well, go help them then.
But people are proud of their community.
Hit pause. I want to hear what this jackass has done and who lives there. And I want to hear what you gave and what you, like Obama. Woman's like, we live in a car. We'd like a house. You got a car, lady. No Democrat got her house. Republicans did. It's always you're getting everything free. And then we collapse like Venezuela. Here, let's finish up with this turd basket.
I'm proud of their community. I don't want to sound self-righteous. But people get up and go to work there. They care for their families there. They love their children who pledge allegiance to the flag, just like people who live in districts of congressmen who support you, sir.
That isn't the fakest crap I've ever seen. So this guy is crapping all over the truth. And he sits there. It's like all these other limousine liberals, whether they be Nancy Pelosi or any of these guys, Maxine Waters, and they come suck off their constituents, the poorest, the most downtrodden, and don't do jack crap while they're in $12,000 a night hotels. That's where Pelosi is, over in the most expensive area of Italy right now, a $300,000 private government jet. That's how much the trip's costing. Lecturing Trump about how he's not taking care of all these people with more free stuff. Now I'm taking Trump to the woodshed in a loving way. We come back. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
President Trump is going to lose the 2020 election. It's a done deal. It's going to happen on this timeline. It's like if you're drinking 3 bottles of Jack Daniels a day, your liver's going to fail. Smoking 10 packs of cigarettes a day, you're gonna get emphysema lung cancer. The big tech giants have all been caught on internal videos, Project Veritas. They've all, their own statements have come out. There's been lawsuits. They say, oh my gosh, we already tilted it towards Hillary. We already rigged search results, but we didn't do a bunch of other stuff. We thought we'd get caught, but this time we're banning anybody promoting Trump, anybody telling people to vote, and all the algorithms, all the studies, it's coming up next segment, we're going to play some of the professors, clearly show that they can steal the election. Trump won in a landslide in 2016, but he barely won because of the giant fraud. Now, let's get into it. It's been exponential. They demonized me for a good year and a half, like I was the second coming of Satan on every channel in the country, to demonize the internet and the idea of conservatism and nationalism and populism, and to demonize Trump, and to try to get Trump to come out and attack me. It didn't work. And even if he did, I wasn't going to come out and attack him. We had that discussion. I just said, as long as his policies are good, as long as he's trying, I don't care if he says I'm the devil if he needs to. Of course, he's never done that. He'll turn his constituents off. We're the core of Trump supporters. But I clearly knew, and a month before I got banned a year ago, it's 11 months ago, it's August 7th, all the big tech got together and decided to do it. They admitted it. They said, kick him off every platform. Then that didn't work, so ban his name. Ban any positive mention of him. Ban Infowars.com. Don't allow anybody to put it out. And people went along with that because they didn't want to get banned next. And then, oh, the folks bought that. Let's start banning hundreds of other people that are prominent. Then it was up to 800 conservative activists and people a day. And then it was 1,000 a day. And now it was 100-something thousand Friday. It started Friday. It's 200,000 as of this afternoon when I counted it up. Document cam shot, please. This is Donald Trump's Twitter. 62.4 million. Here's his Instagram. 13.9 million followers. It's already shadow banned. Now, the left can't meme. They don't want people talking via memes. Automatic censorship algorithms can't tell what's funny, what's not. They can't censor things as good as an algorithm does, so they need people to do it. Again, memes are hard to censor because you got to have a person looking at it. So there's an article from RT. This is the end game. Instagram users vent after site culls meme posting videos. I know who all these top groups are. Hundreds of accounts banned. One of the accounts had over 40 million followers, people that signed up to have the information sent to them. 40 plus million. Think about that. Here's another one. Again, right here. This is Spicy MP4. This is the end game. 40 plus million followers and over $600,000 a year in all the accounts that this person had, all the work they put in, blown away. Forget the money. It's the speech that matters. Gone. Here's another one. Instagram, you just deleted all my accounts. 30 plus million followers. That just happened. So I'm going over all this, and there's hundreds of these that add up. There's hundreds of these that add up to over 200 million followers banned in just the last 3 days. So it's pure exponential. In fact, forget exponential. Exponential means just going straight up and it's doubling. This is like five times exponential, 100 times. It's just they're banning everyone. I have family that gave a donation to Trump and, you know, has a Facebook and mainly sends around family photos. They're being banned. Everyone I know is being banned. This is a giant scandal against the communication systems of conservatives, nationalists, Christians. You've heard the Democrats. We're going to war. We're going to fight dirty. And then institutions like Facebook and Google, who each are bigger than Ma Bell ever imagined, they're not getting broken up. They're not getting fought back against. And so they're going to the limit to suppress speech and suppress all the crazy things Democrats are doing so they can call for violence and so they can physically attack people. And so it can all be covered up. And so Elijah Cummings can run around and say that we're killing Hispanic children in death camps and no one can respond to it. So the story's up on Infowars.com. The full message that I taped today before I went live, because I wanted to be really focused, is on Infowars.com. We'll show people that posting right now. It's on Infowars.com. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Now, they won't let you spread that on Facebook or Twitter. It'll be instantly banned. But if you spread it from newswars.com, you won't have those problems as bad. So go to newswars.com. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Alex Jones, emergency message to 45. Because the president is committing political suicide. It's at newswars.com. Hit your email. Hit your text message. Facebook has text message programs. They're now blocking people worldwide from promoting nationalism, Christianity, and family on your own damn text messages. So it's even gotten to that point now. What will we not put up with? I don't have time to get to this because I've got this next segment coming up that's so important in the final segment. But YouTube is officially telling people you can't put Christian in your tag and you can't have Christian ads. That is offensive. They're officially saying it. Remember a few years ago, Google Doodle on Christmas and Easter would say nothing about Jesus or even Christianity or even a Christmas tree that isn't even Christian or a bunny rabbit? This is a cult of control. And are we just going to sit here and put up with this? My message to the president, really taking him to the woodshed, is up next. But I shot it an hour before the show. It was done by the time the show was on. It's just 10 and a half minutes with all the proof and the professors and the documents and the admissions, and it needs to go out as the Paul Revere bat signal. Why is President Trump committing suicide? Because let me tell you, they get him out of office, they're going to put his ass in prison or kill him. This isn't just political suicide. I mean, I can't think of the right headline. But this is cut and dry. It's not just about censorship. It's about cartels. It's about control. It's about evil. And don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central with a live weekday show. And David Knight's on at 8 a.m. You got to go to InfoWars.com/show. That's where you'll find it, or on local radio or TV stations. A lot of stations are picking us up. We're very thankful to them. Spread the word that way. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. every day. We're about to add new shows very soon. It's finally going to happen. And don't forget, we're going to have Clown World 2. Remember, that's our term for the Democrats and other people's, but now the president's adopted it and others. We're going to have coverage of the two-night debate starting Tuesday night. Every night with an hour before, we'll cover it live and have your phone calls after. Tuesday and Wednesday night, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, will be here, and so much more. By the way, his suits for the Covington kids have not been thrown out. He predicted the other ones would be. He'll be here to talk about all that tomorrow in studio. He's flying in tonight. So, clownworld.us is the site where you'll find that. Clownworld.us. Stay with us. Trump's doing so much good. But if he won't stand up for his communication system and our free speech, and he's too confident, he will lose. I don't want him to lose, but we have to get the message and the video on InfoWars.com to him right now to stop these clowns. President Trump, I am here to respectfully tell you that if you don't wake the fuck up and take action right now, you're not going to get reelected in 2020. In fact, the globalists are going to steal that election and then fully overthrow this nation as you know well. I'm about to give you a briefing on the endgame of censorship and the fact that you must act now. Mr. President, we're able to get this report to you. I beg you for yourself, your family, my family, and the whole world to understand that your blind spot, your Achilles heel, is your confidence that you can overpower the censors and overpower the manipulation that we saw in 2016. That was intense, but nothing compared to what the Democrats and the deep state are doing this time. They have pulled out all the stops. In just the last 3 days, Mr. President, we have seen over 200 million followers to scores of popular Instagram and Facebook accounts deleted and the accounts removed. Some of these accounts had 43 million followers apiece. Others had over 30 million. If you combine just the top two accounts that got deleted for no reason other than they were politically popular and shared your information, that's more followers than you have on Twitter. The Democrats admit, the EU admits, the big tech giants admit that memes are more powerful than all cable news combined now. It's how America communicates. And the fact that you've let them do this to thousands of other prominent conservatives and nationalists and haven't taken action yet, other than criticizing it, has greenlit the purges to now be exponential. This is your distribution network that was getting your speeches and your statements and your administration's truth out to counter the establishment lies. And they're just being annihilated on a daily basis. Over 200 million in just the last 3 days. Look at this. It's Spicy MP4 had over 40 million followers, people that signed up over the years to follow the memes and post. Most of it, your information, all gone, unable to communicate. Popular meme aggregator, Your Dank, with over 30 million followers, gone in just the last few days. Dozens of his accounts. And it goes on and on and on. Every few hours, new giant list come out. We go click on them. They're dead. They're gone. Gone, 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 gone. Because nothing is being done by your administration. We've heard a bunch of talk about antitrust. We've heard a bunch of talk about injunctions. This is election meddling. Imagine if hundreds and hundreds of millions of people following Democrat sites and Democrat news organizations were suddenly being deleted in a coordinated fashion, there would be an outcry the likes of which the world's never seen. Federal courts have ruled that people can attack you and lie about you on Twitter and have it posted to the very top, but they can then delete everybody completely and remove them forever. Your namesake, your son, Don Jr., has been one of the most prominent people accurately exposing what's happening and the peril to this country and your second term. You've got Tucker Carlson. You've got Matt Drudge doing a great job exposing it. But I know what's going on. The big fat cat politicos at Fox and other areas, they want the hundreds of millions of donation money to only go to their PACs, only go to their advertisements. Nobody's even advertising with meme makers in places like InfoWars. We didn't get any money in the last election. We just wanted to see the country made great again, just like you do. But because the old, dying, political, neocon media system is jealous and envious of new media, they're working with the Democrats openly to suppress and shut down their competition at America and your expense. Trump, I'm sitting here watching these Lillipullies eat you alive and carve you up like a giant ham. And damn it, I care about you, and my fate's tied to you, and I'm pissed, buddy. If you keep sitting there and taking this crap, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Because it doesn't matter how good your agenda is and how many other great things you do. If you sit there and let these out-of-control criminals walk in here and steal our First Amendment and steal this damn election, then I don't know what I'm going to be forced to do. But let me tell you, watching you let these bastards pull this off makes me sick. And so I'm begging my listeners and my viewers to light a fire under everybody in your administration's ass, to stand up for the First Amendment and to move out of the way of your second term after this whole Russiagate got proven as a fraud, so we can try to restore this republic against the globalists. They're trying to shut it down. President Trump, you've got 13.9 million followers on Instagram. Just two accounts on Instagram had over 70 million that promoted everything you're doing. Do you understand that? That's just two of the hundreds of millions gone the last few days. Hillary understood the power of the internet. She tried to dominate social media, but nobody wanted to follow her, even though Facebook and Google and Twitter force-fed her. They underestimated you. They underestimated the people. But now they haven't underestimated it. And they're pulling out all the stops for people to vote in the names of dead folks and for electronic voting machine fraud and for flooding the borders and for all of this. But the big enchilada is the internet. And I just sit here with horror, watching you be lied about and myself being lied about and watching the hell we go through trying to restore this republic. And you said we should never let another president or another country or this nation go through this again. And I agree with you. But we're going through something even worse right now. And Russiagate's been a distraction from censorship gate and election meddling gate. In closing, I have some final words for the president and some final words for viewers and listeners and other media people. As I said, other than Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and Don Jr. and a few others, everybody else thought it was cute when I got banned. And they'd say, oh, how is it? How you doing? We're so sad for you. And I'd say, oh, you're sad for me? They're coming for you next. And after they take all your speech, they're going to take all the rest of your freedom. That's how it works. And a year later, here we are. So it's very painful to watch folks at the big Trump event at the White House go, oh, Alex was patient zero. We wish he was here. I don't give a rat's ass about being in the middle of the swamp at the White House. I care about freedom and defeating tyrants. And I warned you all how they were coming for everybody's freedoms. And now we're here. So we need to take action now and realize they first demonize somebody, ban them, make it all about them, and then everybody else follows. And that's what's been done. Trump's the target. The American people are the target. We're all the target. And we've got to stand together because we don't have free speech and a First Amendment. What do we have? Big tech is the modern telecommunications system, like the telephone. And we all have a right to it. I'm going to end this special report with a little clip of Dr. Epstein. Full congressional testimony is on InfoWars.com. Congress is starting to figure out what's happening. But we don't have that long for this learning curve. We've got to have a crash course in awakening now. And that's why InfoWars.com stands strong as the tip of the spear. And that's why the globalists want us shut down, because we are the modern Paul Revere's. Thank you all for your support. Here's a short clip of Dr. Epstein.
Google's manipulation of votes gave at least 2.6 million additional votes to Hillary Clinton in the year 2016. Is that correct?
2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million votes, depending on how aggressive they were in using the techniques that I've been studying. They control these, and no one can counteract them. These are not competitive. These are tools that they have at their disposal exclusively.
Your testimony is that Google is, through bias in search results, manipulating voters in a way they're not aware of.
On a massive scale, in 2020, if all these companies are supporting the same candidate, there are 15 million votes on the line that can be shifted without people's knowledge and without leaving a paper trail for authorities to trace. Without monitoring systems in place, we'll never know what these companies are doing. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
A handful of Silicon Valley billionaires and giant corporations are able to spend millions of dollars, if not billions of dollars, collectively, massively influencing the results of elections.
Senator, with respect, I must correct you.
Please.
If Mark Zuckerberg chooses to send out a go vote reminder just to Democrats on Election Day, that doesn't cost him a dime.
Last segment, you saw the compelling evidence that we are in the middle of having 2020 elections stolen from us. This is the true fall of our country. Trump is just a desperate last gasp if we don't keep him in office and remove the globalists that have dug into our government and who created the whole Russiagate hoax and who've committed all these other crimes. When do they get in trouble for what they've done? That's the question I'm asking. But so often in the fight to keep this operation going, I forget to remind viewers and remind listeners that without you and word of mouth telling people about the show and how to find it, without you sharing the audio and the videos that we post to InfoWars.com, the globalists are going to be able to carry out their plan to overthrow this country once and for all. So that's why it's important for you to please watch this short presentation at the end of the show today that breaks down things we can personally do for our bodies and support the broadcast at the same time. And I'll see you, Lord willing, back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with the Monday edition of the Alex Jones Show.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The listeners of this syndicated radio and TV broadcast are the lifeblood of our operation. And I had a big realization a few months ago that I'm constantly talking about how critical it is that you buy our products for us to survive, instead of talking about why the products are so game-changing and so amazing. First thing I want to hit is the iodine conspiracy. The world is filled with bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, bromine, and many others. All of them are toxic to the body, but when the body doesn't have good, clean iodine, it will use the bad halogens in its place in all the glands and in the bone marrow and in the brain. Here are several mainstream news articles that link to major studies out of PubMed and Harvard and others. How adding iodine to salt boosted America's IQs. Here's some of the other headlines. How adding iodine to salt resulted in a decade's worth of IQ gains for the United States. Again, they only mandated it for a few decades, but companies continued to do it right through the 1970s. So let's go over some of these points here that are backed up in historical fact to understand why pure iodine is so important. The secret history of iodine, how iodine increased IQs by 15 points. And it goes through the shocking developments. The true history of iodine is something that most mainstream experts won't talk about. In the early 1920s, it was found that just adding iodine to salt supply produced a staggering 15-point IQ increase in iodine-deficient populations. That is so bombshell. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. We fund our operation, not selling you opiates that kill millions a year, not selling you all these toxic drugs, not pushing Tylenol that eats your liver on you. No. We promote things that God gave us through Mother Nature. X2 is the only true nascent iodine known on the market. It's procured between 7 and 12,000 feet deep in the earth. It is completely clean. Now, a very small percentage of the population cannot absorb pure atomic iodine. That's why we have Survival Shield X3 that has the deep earth crystal iodine and two other types, potassium iodine, a very clean form, and sodium iodine. I personally, 8 years ago, was about 80 pounds overweight. And I was swimming up to a mile a day. I was jogging. My body just couldn't lose it. I went on the precursor of X2, working with research scientists that were telling me how important iodine was. They wanted me to see for myself, and the weight began to pour off. I had sunspots on my skin because I love the sun. They all went away. All this oil came out of my scalp, my body. I don't want to tell you what happened in the bathroom. And I was warned. About 3 weeks into this, most people have a detoxifying event, and it happened. So do your own research. And then understand, we are bringing you, just like our information's hardcore and game-changing, the most powerful iodines out there, the purest, the cleanest. But do your own research into the iodine conspiracy. Now, that said, you're probably noticing that behind me while I've been talking, we've not been showing X2 or X3. And that's because this is the other big missing link and something I don't promote enough. Now, I was never a big supplement person until about 7-8 years ago. And when I saw how good clean iodine helped me, I began to research, well, what are the biggest game changers out there? And then I learned from top developers around the country, well, nobody will really put pharmaceutical grade things in their products other than the Japanese, because marketers want to put all their money into models. They want to put all their money into the high production value and million-dollar ads. They don't want to put it into the product. And I later discovered that most companies, the bottle, cost more than what's in them. That's not the case with other critical game changers like DNA Force Plus. This product has $30-plus dollars of product in it. And that's only because I signed a 2-year contract for millions and millions of dollars to get the price cut in almost half. So that's how we're able to call it DNA Plus and lower the price. Its retail used to be $150. We'd sell it for about $100 on sale. Now I can sell it on sale for way less than that, ladies and gentlemen. And again, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to kick in. You've got to do your own research into everything that is in this, because there are synthetic forms of PQQ and CoQ10. And Resveratrol, and ELEV ATP, and all the other things that are in it. But with this product, you get large dosages of the most studied, proven, patented, certified ingredients. And that's why DNA Force Plus is such a game changer. It's been proven to be able to regrow nerves. It's been proven to make telomeres last longer, essentially making them grow. it's half empty, half full. They don't shrink as fast. It's been proven to clean out your mitochondrial DNA. And I was sitting there about a month ago realizing, when's the last time I took it? When's the last time I took my X2? Because I go through these cycles. Well, I'll try it. I'll take it. I'll lose weight. I'll feel great. And then I'll forget. You've got to continually take it to have the real benefits. And again, any of these products take time to hit, time to kick in. They're not drugs, some twisted thing made by scientists. They're Mother Nature. That's what Big Pharma is trying to copy and trying to basically rip off, but with all the side effects. These don't have that, ladies and gentlemen. So let's look at some of these factoids, or bragging rights, as they are here on the piece of paper, about DNA Force Plus. Because even myself, I'm asking myself, why aren't I taking this every day? Why isn't my wife taking it every day? We've been given such great gifts by God through Mother Nature that why wouldn't we take advantage of it? So DNA Force, here are some of the factoids. Here's some of the bragging points. DNA Force Plus was specifically formulated to contain all the best ingredients on the market that positively impact your telomeres and your mitochondria. Elev ATP, an award-winning, clinically studied ingredient. 2018 Ingredient of the Year, awarded by the Nutritional Ingredients Awards Conference. Increases cellular energy levels and improves athletic performance. That's the product of 2018. Now let's look at my personal favorite, PQQ. This ingredient has won multiple awards, including Ingredient with the Best Science. There are over 1,000 published scientific studies on PQQ's health benefits, and you owe it to yourself to research it and then discover we have, again, the best PQQ on the market. In fact, here's more on PQQ and CoQ10. PQQ and coenzyme Q10 are naturally found in the human body. Only discovered 50 years ago, researchers are now only recently discovering the potential benefits of these essential bio-nutrients. These exciting new discoveries include, and listen to this, increase the formation of new nerve cells. That's right. Promoting growth of new mitochondria, which promotes healthy longevity. Promoting nerve stem and progenitor cells from the oxidative damage. Listen, folks, Merck and the rest of Big Pharma are circling like sharks on coenzyme CoQ10 and the rest of these. I mean, look at this report from them right there and their own findings. You've got to discover the power of Mother Nature. Despite the fact that DNA Force Plus is our number three bestseller and our most profitable product, I am still offering it at a price, to those of you that haven't tried it, an introductory price of 50% off. Ladies and gentlemen, we're only making 25% on this, but I want you to see how amazing it is. I want you to experience it. Get your DNA Force today, part of this sale that's only going for 2 weeks, for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and I forgot from the earlier breakdown, the iodine, both X2 and X3, is 50% off as well. So there's no excuses. You've got to discover that this is one of the strongest, most hardcore formulas at the lowest price you're going to find. It's DNA Force Plus, and it funds the second American revolution. You and your family deserve it.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.